Hey, is everything all right? Oh, you poor thing. Here, let me get you a tissue to wipe away those tears. Oh, here you go. Hey, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Okay, our emotions always get the better of us sometimes. Better to let it out than to keep it bottled up, I always say. You wanna tell me what's bothering you? I know whenever I'm feeling down, talking about it with someone who's willing to listen always helps me feel better. You're not ready? No, I understand. In that case, you wanna maybe come on down to my place for a bit? I can get you some hot tea, maybe a bite to eat. Lord knows you look like you could use a pick-me-up. No, it's no trouble, really. I have nothing scheduled for the rest of the day, and I live right around the corner anyway. I was just out for my afternoon walk when I saw you sitting there on the sidewalk. Really? No, I don't mind. Come on, walk with me. I promise, it's not far. We'll be right there. I know when you're feeling down like that, it becomes easy to ignore your needs, but trust me, you'll feel right as rain once you get some food in that stomach. And my name's Mrs. Keats, by the way. Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. It's unfortunate that it had to be in these circumstances, but sometimes you just have to roll with the punches life throws at you. It doesn't always have to go the way we want. Sometimes you have to carve out your own path. So, are you from around here? I don't recall seeing you before. Oh, I see. Have you gotten a chance to get a good look around town yet? There's this cute cafe near the town square, and they serve the best pancakes. Yeah? No. I guess everything does just keep getting more and more expensive, and moving always costs a lot of money. It must have been so stressful for you, having to worry about your finances all the time. Maybe when you're through, well, whatever you're going through, I can take you there sometime. My treat, if you'd like, of course. No pressure. Oh, here we are. Yeah, I do. I told you it was right around the corner. Are you surprised? What did you expect me to take you to, a one-bedroom apartment? I'm just teasing. I know it's a nice house. I actually inherited it from my grandparents, but, well, it's a bit big and empty. All by myself, it would be nice to have some company. Here, let's get you out of this cold. That's much better. Why don't you make yourself at home on the couch and I'll get some tea going. Which kind of tea do you like? I got black tea, green tea, matcha. Or if you like something fruity, I have strawberry, cherry, orange, or I can make you some fresh mint tea if you like. Oh, all right, black tea it is. Here you go, one cup of black. Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot to ask. I always take milk in my tea, so I added it to yours too. I hope you don't mind. I'm glad. The milk is cold, so you should be able to drink right away. Now, why don't you drink up and get comfortable? And if you want, you can tell me your story. Fired? Ugh, that sucks. I'm so sorry to hear that. God, what happened? That. Wow. If that much money disappeared, and was then found in your bag, I can see how that would be suspicious. No, I believe you, I promise. You seem too nice to be a thief, but how could it get in there? Someone must have planted it in there for some reason. Can't they check the security footage to see what happened? Corrupted. Oh, now that's suspicious, and it probably makes you look even more guilty. Who would possibly want to do that to you, and why? Your own roommate would kick you out for no reason. I guess they must have heard of the theft, and they're not sure if they can trust you with those allegations, you know? I see why you were crying out there now. It must be a hard time for you to deal with all this. And don't worry. All that will change now. You won't have anything to worry about anymore, okay? I'll take care of you. I'll take care of everything. It's okay. Don't try to move. You'll just strain your muscles. Oh, you're in my bed. You passed out for a little while, but everything is okay now. Oh, that's a sedative I put in your tea. I'm sorry. I didn't do anything untoward, I promise. I really didn't want it to come to this, but it became clear to me that this was the only way. Well, for the first time I saw you, back then you'd only just arrived here, I knew that I wanted you, that I needed you. Your pretty face, the soft kindness in your voice, that carefree demeanor. I couldn't think of anything else. But I knew trying to pursue you would be a kind of hopeless endeavor. I mean, I'm so much older than you. How could someone like you ever want me back? So I decided to take matters into my own hands and devised a plan. Private investigators aren't cheap, especially the kind that don't ask questions, but money has never really been an issue for me. Figuring out where you worked was almost trivial. And well, retail workers don't exactly get paid a fortune. All it took was a little nudge, a little monetary incentive for one of your colleagues to plant that money in your bag. Honestly, I don't think they liked you very much anyway. They barely needed any convincing. I also gave them a USB loaded with a virus that would corrupt the security camera footage. Getting that made wasn't cheap either, but it was so worth it. No price is too high. If it means you and I can be together. Now, as for your roommate, that took a little more effort. Seemed like you two got along pretty well, and I didn't think a simple workplace theft was going to sway them. So I had some police records forged. Records that showed you repeatedly stealing money and other items from previous roommates. I sent these to your roommate under the guise of an anonymous, concerned Samaritan. Oh, honey, shh, don't cry now. It hurt me to paint someone as kind and caring as you in such a bad light. It really did. It did. But it had to happen. It had to. I had to make sure you had nowhere else to turn to. You might notice you're not tied up or anything. The door isn't locked. That's not the kind of person I am. I'm not here to take advantage of you. You're free to leave if you want to. at least when that sedative wears off, but you have no money, you have no job, no place to sleep. You could go to the police, but would they really believe the word of a common thief over a respected individual of high stature like me? I've covered my tracks pretty well. Nobody will ever want to hire you again. Sure, you could spend your days out on the side of the road begging for change in food. And I'm pretty sure you would survive. The people in this town are generous. Or you could stay with me. And we could get married. And you could share my wealth. And I could see to all your needs. We can forget all about this little incident and you can live a life of luxury. At least as long as you're willing to be with me. The choice is yours, but I think I know what option you'll choose. See? I knew you'd come around. You'd realize just how well I'll treat you, won't you? Here, let me wipe those tears from your pretty face. That's better. There's no need for tears. Everything is gonna be all right. You know, I know something that'll really help you forget this horrible day. Something to make you feel much, much better. I may be rich, but that isn't the only way I can take care of you. Would you like me to help you feel better? Yeah? Go ahead. Nod your head for me. Yeah? All right. Just lay back and relax. While I place a trail of gentle kisses down your chest and stomach all the way down to your most sensitive hearts. Looks like somebody's eager. Oh. See? Your cock knows there's nothing to worry about. I bet he can't wait to unleash all that pent-up stress and tension for today. Just let me make you feel good. No more tears now, just pleasure. I'll treat you right in all the ways you need. And you won't need anybody else. You're mine. All mine. You don't even want to leave, do you? Because you know, no one else would treat you like I do. Nobody could treat you like I do. I'll make everything better. No more worries. No more stress. As long as you're here with me. Well, you see it now, don't you? You finally realize it was all worth it. Worth it so you could be with me. So that I can make you feel good. So good. Now, as much as I want to taste your cum, I think we'll have plenty more time for that later. For now, I have a better idea. I need to feel you inside me. And judging by how much you're twitching, I think you'd like that too, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Go ahead, nod for me. Nod. Oh, yeah, yes, yes, that's right. You need to feel more of me. I know you're still tired to move. You're too tired to move, but don't worry. I'll do all the work. All you have to do is lie back and let me ride you. Let me take care of you. And look, I'm not wearing anything underneath this silky, flowy dress. Let me just get on top of you. Oh, walk. Get you inside me. Ready? Are you ready, honey? Yeah. You feel just as good as you taste. It's everything I've dreamed of and more. See, I've already forgotten all about those other things. Your job. Your apartment. None of that matters when you have me to take care of you and when you feel my pussy sliding up and down your cock. Don't you feel so much better now? Yeah. I'm sorry it had to be this way. I really am, but I know what's best for you and right now. That's letting me ride you. Getting ready to fill me up. You like my big soft tits? I see you staring at them. It's okay. I'm glad you like my body. It's nice to feel appreciated. Especially by someone much younger. You can have a feel if you want. The way you're sharing your body with me, it's only fair if I do the same. Like how gently you squeeze and caress them. Oh, yeah. Oh, your breath is quivering. Are you getting close? Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to hold back. You can feel good. Let it all out inside me. Feel all your worries melt away. Let the pressure enter. Let the pleasure enter your body. Don't think about anything else. Just come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Yes, come on. Come on, come for me. Come. Yeah, there you go. Pump it all inside. Let it all out. Let it all out. That's it. Oh, shh. It's okay. Did that feel good? I can tell it did. You're panting so much. You feel so much better now, don't you? This is just a taste of what's to come. Whenever you're feeling down, I'll be here all day, every day to take care of you. Why don't you close your eyes and drift off to sleep for a while? Rest easy, knowing that you can... Knowing that you made the right choice today. You can forget all about those nasty things that happened earlier. None of that matters anymore. This is your new life. This is it. And in the end, I always get what's mine. Like I said, if things don't go the way you want, sometimes you just have to carve out your own path. Don't worry, sweet boy. I'm gonna take care of you, okay?